Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Best Life Cafe. This morning, we are bringing you the song Let It Go by Disney because we have our amazing special guest, Dorita Kurz from the Space Doula, and she's back here to talk to us about all the new things that she's been doing on clutter clearing, feng shui, space clearing. She is a space doula, a licensed practitioner of interior alignment, and a certified clutter clearing coach. And I can tell you that I, Kathy Anello, author of the book 6 Months to Live, Making Each Day Matter, and my co-host, Carrie Butler, owner of the Emergency Cafe Consulting Firm in Los Angeles, and a Ho'oponopono Forgiveness Coach. Both of us have worked with her with amazing results in our life. So I am so super excited to bring her today. Welcome, Carrie, and welcome, Dorita, my besties.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, we are so excited to have you. Like, I mean, full disclosure, all of our listeners, I actually have talked to Dorita a little bit since she had this amazing week, and I am literally chomping at the bit because she really wouldn't tell me a lot. So I just was like, oh my God, this is going to be the best show. So I'm so excited. I don't even know where we should start. What do you think, Dor? What do you think? Where should we start?
So
I don't know.
Start with, I have a question. I think that the real thing that I'd like our listeners to get a feel for, and I know we're diving right in because we want to get as much as we can, but let's start talking about the whole concept of how our homes can support where we want to go in life and setting the intention. What that, when you meet with somebody, what is kind of the first step that you take them through?
Okay. So the whole, like, all of my work, the everything around interior alignment is based on several things, one of which is our outer world is a reflection of our inner world, and everything has consciousness. So our house isn't just our house. It's not just the place we lay our head. It is a metaphor for our life. And it can either, we want it to support us, and sometimes it doesn't. So as Denise Lynn always says, is our stuff is our subconscious in physical form. So when I start working with somebody, it's really like I tell people, we're not going to like touch a thing. We talk, and I get a real sense for where they are in their life. And at the heart of all of this is intention, and it's what you want to bring into your life. So it's and then once I know where they're at, what where they may be feeling held back, where they want to go, what they want their life to look like, then we can look at their home and say, okay, is this what their home's saying? And often we'll find a disconnect. And that's when we go to make those changes so that everything in your home is singing the same song your heart is singing.
Oh, I love that. I love that
it
so
is.
Much. So when
it
you
is,
sit down with – go ahead, sweetie, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so when you sit down with somebody, like, do you talk about you know, like their intentions and, you know, it's like, do people like have certain things that they want to work on with you or is it like the whole shebang or?
It depends. You know, it can go, sometimes we can do a whole house, you know, but other times it's really, especially, you know, kind of from a feng shui perspective, what we'll do is look at what they want to, where they want to be in their life. And so if you tell me, okay, I'm going to use myself as an example. So if I want to say I want this thriving business, then I start looking at my space. So I'm an entrepreneur. I'm working from home. So I start looking at my space and saying, okay, is it supporting that? And several years ago, I was working off my kitchen table. And I was like, I don't have room in my house for an office. And then I had to ask myself, okay, is that true? Is that story true? And I was like, of course, the first answer is like, yes, it's true. You know, my sassy side, my defiant side. So then I actually walked myself through my house and I looked at all the spaces and I was like, oh, here's this room. I could actually transform this room into an office. And so that's, you know, so for me, there's a clutter clearing aspect of that. There's a feng shui aspect. There's space clearing, all to create this space in my home that's going to support my business. And ironically, in full disclosure, so I've been in this office and probably for about a year now. And when I set it up, I set it up in a very feng shui helpful space. You know, I had everything organized. I had my power, my command position of where my desk was so that I felt safe and supported. And I hung things on the walls, and what I was thinking was both aesthetic, but also from a feng shui perspective, I was putting the energy in the right spaces, so to speak. And everything in my space was going to be a hell yeah, so that when I looked around, I wanted to be excited and passionate and creative. And so that's what I created. But this past week, I just did this deep, deep dive as I went through this most incredible one-on-one time with my beloved Luann. She is amazing. And I realized that I have three very, very large pictures of my children hanging behind my desk. And that actually happens to be in my fame and reputation. And so I'm a mom. I'm an all-in mom. And I also realize that my kids call me constantly. So there's a widespread. They go from nine to almost 24. And especially my middle one who's in college, she will call me during the day, and I love her dearly, but will randomly, like when she's walking from class to class, will call me. And I'm like, it's interrupt. And I pick up because I'm like, first and foremost, yeah. I'm like, I'm a mom. Yeah. I got to pick up my phone. But I'm like, heck, like, that's not what I want to be known for, right? In my business, at least, maybe in another space in my home, another part of my life, that's really appropriate. But when I'm trying to focus and create, having that energy is not necessarily the best place for it. So I will be redecorating again.
So you're moving the picture.
I am.
And what your work is about, Dorina, because I, having worked with you, know that it is just about that. Like what you said was so important. Is my space supporting me? I think that is such a great place to start, because I know the feeling that you gave me when I worked with you. It was like, what is that doing there? And then as soon as I would remove it or switch something around, I would feel the support. I would feel the shift. It's really magical stuff. So I was wondering if you would kind of just dive right back into clutter clearing and what that means. What is the clutter, syndrome that we all of us have?
Okay. And so, one thing that you said that's so, and for me included, it's having another set of eyes, because especially as women, it's rough out there, and we become turned off. That it can be, I attract empaths. I'm an empath. And so I attract very energetically sensitive people. And so we feel all that swirliness out in the world, and then we come in our home, and it's almost, sometimes we have to turn ourselves off and stop feeling in order to get through our days. And that's probably another show. But what happens is, in our space, we also turn off in our space. And so we walk through it every day, and we don't see it as, it takes a fresh set of eyes to come in and be like, oh, tell me about that, which is my famous question. Tell me about that. And then all of a sudden you see it, but it was somebody kind of drawing that into your awareness again. So that's really important to kind of have, so I'll have my mom come sometimes. Like if I need to clear something, I'll ask her to come and sit with me because I need that support too. And for somebody to say, like, why are you keeping that? What are you doing? But the clutter clearing is, again, it's that subconscious piece that will hold on to something, and we're playing out these subconscious stories and relationships, and there's a metaphor in there, so that when I can come and look at, you know, in conversation, in seemingly casual conversation, talk about what's going on in your life, it's as if your home whispers to me and is like, oh, that's how I'm reflecting this here and here. And then we can start moving things in this magical way and unblock that energy. And so we can say, like, when often we don't feel at home, you know, it's because our energy is not infused in it. It's not, it's, again, not in alignment. So we just systematically, we're not organizing. That's where I started. My roots are in organizing. But it's, if we organize, if, you know, if you ask somebody to come and organize my space, although that's like a beautiful thing and it's a necessary thing, if you do that first and you don't start looking at why you are holding on to certain things, why they're in your life, and you just organize it. Organizing just gives you an excuse to keep it because you could actually fit more in when
that's an interesting thought right there.
It is, right? Like I can file your papers pretty. I can make 20 pairs of shoes fit in a small space, but that doesn't mean you should be keeping 20 pairs of shoes. So we need to clear, and we need to intentionally clear. So it's not just throwing things out, because that's a whole nother. You need to understand why you're letting it go and then what you're making space for, because the universe, as we so well know, abhors a vacuum and it will fill it in. So we want to make sure we fill it with what we want to fill it with, not other people's agendas, not our own fears again. You know, we're removing this from our life, but what are we going to replace with it?
So will you, because I do know one story, will just to explain to our listeners a little bit more about, like, the holding on and why we might need to get rid of things, and just having them look at their things in a different way. Will you just will you share the red purse story, so that people can really understand, you know, like how, like the energy that is within certain items and why we stay where we are?
Sure. Yes. So, I mean, this is like story after story, and I kind of crack myself up sometimes because I'm like, I'm surprised. I don't know why I'm surprised every time, but every time I'm like, it's just like this unfold, this like flower unfolding when it happens, because I love to be a part of watching people crack open in this beautiful way. So the red purse story is I had a client who, it was so kind of through conversation, through feng shui, through space clearing, I became aware from an intuitive perspective that there was something underneath her bed. And I knew what was going on in her life, and I knew her marriage was one of those things that she wasn't experiencing it the way she wanted it to. Although her husband adores her, it was not exactly the way she wanted it to be. And intuitively, and with the helps of my guides, I was led to asking her what she kept underneath her bed, and then through a process I go through with some long-distance space clearing, I was able to narrow down. I wasn't able to long-distance clear the space. And when I tuned into why I couldn't clear the space, it came up that there was a red purse underneath her bed. So that came up in a long-distance space clearing that I was doing for her prior to me coming in and doing some feng shui recommendations for her. So when I came back to her house and I asked her about what was under her bed and asked her if she could pull out, I asked her how it was stored, and she said it was like in a bin. I asked her to pull it out, and she did. And sitting on top, I had not seen this at this point, so I actually did not know there was a red purse there. Until she pulled it out, she opened it, and I'm like, holy cow, there's a red purse in there. because again, that was those were all messages I had received. So I didn't. There was nothing concrete until she actually opened it up, and there was a red purse. And I had gotten the hit that there was a picture in the purse that was left in there. And what she said when she picked up, I hadn't told her that I wasn't able to clear this space yet. But she said, "Oh my God, this was from a time of my life I was very ashamed of." And I did some things I wasn't happy about. And so the energy of what that purse held, and she mentioned this was an image she had of herself that she hadn't let go. She hadn't forgiven herself for that time in her life. And that was the energy that was literally under her bed. So we then talked about like, okay, now what do you do with it? And certainly she could just go throw it out in the garbage. It's not, I'm a fan of burning things and probably not as big of a fan as I used to be because I almost burnt down once because I wasn't careful about it. So I do it outside now. But anyhow, so we talked about what could she do to let go of that. And we talked about actually writing a letter, you know, a letter of forgiveness and honoring that, what that taught her, you know, what did that experience teach her in her life? Because as you guys know, like, we have these experiences that are teaching us lessons. And so we talked about honoring that time and honoring the lesson of the red purse and then being able to let go and really welcoming the energy that she wants into her marriage and not to be able to show up the way she wants to show up, not as that girl like a decade ago.
I just love that story so much. I love that story because as I sit in my apartment and I'm getting ready to move and you know, I remember moving and after I got a divorce, I remember moving here and, you know, you and I worked on stuff briefly in the kitchen and, you know, I had like plates from my old life and I never used them. They never even came out on my table when I moved into my new place. And so it was just, you know, just little things like that you bring to our awareness can just be so life-changing. And I'm just so grateful for you and what you're doing for everyone and for me and for Kathy. It's just amazing. So along the lines of that, there's several little elements of what you do, right? So there's the clutter clearing. And then there's healthy home. That's one of them.
Yes.
And then there's the feng shui and one other thing, which I have to check my notes. So let's talk about space clearing. So let's talk about the healthy home. Like, what's that all about?
So everything has energy. So, you know, and these are all somewhat of a process, but it's what I'm recognizing is, you know, there's some fluidity between all of those, between the clutter clearing, the feng shui, the healthy home, and the space clearing. So it's I did approach this in a more rigid way at first, but now I see more how they kind of flow in between them. And it's kind of like, you know how in life we spiral up. It's kind of like that same lesson, you know, the three of us have talked about this a lot. It's that lesson that comes around and you're like, and then you spiral a little higher. You're like, oh, I got that. And then all of a sudden there's that person in your life who reminds you and you're like, oh dang, there it is again. There's that lesson, but you're a little bit higher up. That's kind of how this process is. It's layers. So back to the healthy home piece is, are there toxins in your home? You know, whether it's cleaning products, whether there's electromagnetic fields in there, are you sleeping with that around you? There's earth lines, you know, underneath the earth. Is there an earth line that happens to be coming through your bed? You know, Luann told me a story about how, you know, she had a client who it literally was like coming across her stomach and she had digestive issues. So,
What?
Hey, wait, what? Sherry and I are like, wait, whoa.
I know. So it does. It's this amazing. So there are earth lines underneath, and I am not an expert on this whatsoever. But there is like energy that flows underneath the earth, and you don't necessarily, you want to make sure your bed's not on top of one, because that could disrupt internally.
Okay, wait. Hold on. I just, like, how do you figure those out? Like, I'm like, because I'm like, wait. Well, I mean, you know, the fact that, like, I teach emergency preparedness and for earthquakes and stuff, like, is it different? Is it the same? Is it,
like,
wait,
I don't, like I said, so I am not an expert on this. It's not, I know, this is like, whoa, just like, you can use dowsing rods to determine that. So, and
okay,
it can be an easy fix of moving a bed.
Okay.
So,
wow.
No, you don't need to,
I'm starting to sweat
right
now.
But it's there are so many aspects of it. There's so many layers to all of it. But literally, like, what kind of, I mean, it's as simple as what kind of cleaning products are you using? What kind of body products are you using? And what kind of food are you, you know, like, what kind of processed food are you eating? So that's all part of it, because it's that energetic piece of really keeping us clear and keeping our homes clear, because then we get to go out from a such higher consciousness and go do those amazing things we're here to do, which is what I get, like, all excited about. Like, when I hear you guys talk, like, I think you both know, like, Kathy and I have been talking about her next book, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. Like, I get excited about, like, your passions. And so I want to make sure
you
your homes
do.
Are supporting
and
that.
One of the things I wanted to say about you is that for me personally, in my experience, although we've been working on my home and my office, and I have a better handle, I'm certainly not where I want to be yet, but is that you are like my life coach as well. And because I have to expose the emotional side of what's going on in my world while I'm doing this, you become, I don't want to say a therapist, but you become someone that I feel confident enough to share with, and because I know that I want the end result, which I know is going to feel good just because the little steps have felt so good. So you're a lot more than just a space. I mean, it's amazing how much goes into this program and how much you get out of it. And I wanted to move into feng shui because feng shui has been around for years, and I had always kind of had a, like, you know, I know this is, I'm a West and I'm an 8, and I kind of had that stuff from years ago, but I never really played with it. But let's talk about why feng shui is important and why it works in our world.
Okay, and so this is, so there are many different schools of feng shui. So this is the Lin Academy of Instinctive Feng Shui, which it is not just let's hang a crystal, you know, and be done, like, that's a fix, or it's not scaring people. Like, I had somebody call me the other day, and she's like, my bathroom's where this person told me it shouldn't be, you know, so it's like, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is not
right.
about scary stuff, but it is about, like, raising the energy, and there's so many layers to it, and again, it begins with intention, is, what do you want to bring in into your home, into your life? And then we look at the elements and the balance of the elements in a space. So whether it's wood or metal or fire, you know, so it's and there are certain spaces that are going to support certain elements. So the helpful people of your home, which would be the right corner, like front right corner, would be the helpful people. The metal associated with that, I'm sorry, the element associated with that is metal. So that is where I'm sitting now in my office in the helpful people. So it's kind of funny because the prints on my wall are metal. I did so excited that I got these metal prints, but they're of my kids and I'm not sure I want, you know, like, again, that's not the help. We talked about that. But there's the yin and yang. It's having the balance of the masculine and the feminine. It's looking at numerology and your house number and what it's vibrationally you know, how it's resonating, how it's what the vibration of that number is and of your home. It's looking at your astrology, which is, like, for me, the most fun thing. I did a consult for somebody, and it was actually a friend, so I don't even know if I should call it a consult, but I pulled up her astrology, and I saw that she was a Leo, and Leo's like, and she was, it was in her sun sign, in her ascendant, I mean, she was like Leo all over, and Leo's like light, they like attention. They like theater rooms, like not just a TV room. They like the movie theater room. they like lots of gold. And so when we went to her house, they like mirrors. You can start like, and her mirrors reflected walls. Like they didn't reflect anything. And she felt like she wasn't being seen the way she wants to be seen. So again, it's the metaphor. And so we look at all of that. We look at color. How does color play into it? We look at the positioning of furniture and how does that play into it? So it is wild. It's just layer after layer.
And all of this is really, together. All of this is designed to make you feel better in your home. And there is a shift when you have yourself, your feng shui house is sort of in line with what, you know, the best you can, because I know there's like, I have my feet to a bathroom and there's nothing I can do. I can't, you know, there's certain things that they say, like you said, you can't do, you shouldn't do, but to work with it, and it's designed just to make you feel good in your home, and I really think that that's the end result, and like, home is where you want to feel the best, where you feel the most loved, where you feel the most, place that you can relax and rejuvenate, and it's just so important. So, thank you.
It is, and that's where I wanted to find. I don't think I can get my hands on the exact quote fast enough, but Denise Lynn will say that the most important part of the energy in your home is the love that you pour in it, and the love that comes out of it. Because again, everything has consciousness. Everything has energy. So as you pour love into it, that's what you get back. And there's fascinating, you know, there's studies about water and freezing water and water that's been subjected to love versus hate versus, and so our bodies are 70%, is that 70, 80%? Like our bodies are a lot of water. And so we want to fill it with love. I actually, help clients make a space clearing spray with intentionality. And I made one for myself, and on the bottle itself, I wrote words. Like you can write words on your water bottle. So like if you have a water bottle, like, and you want to feel love, write love all over it, because the water absorbs the energy of even the word love. And there's, again, there's science, there's research behind that.
Oh my gosh.
That's so cool.
Wow.
That, you know, like it just, you know, it just popped into my head because I actually somewhere I have a book about it, but it's like creating, like, I guess you want to call them like water intentions or something. And like somebody gave me a book where it's like, and you add certain gems to, you know, it's like, so you could add like rose quartz and amethyst or clear quartz or whatever. Oh my God. I'm freaking out.
I have a rose quartz in my space clearing spray. And then you can put essential oils in them. So whatever essential oil, because essential oils are associated, that has the plant energy and different oils, different properties. So it is fun. It is fun.
Wow. Okay. So I want to, there's so much that you do, and we love it, and I'm actually probably going to, like, have to fly you out here to, like...
I know.
I'm sorry. I'm the second dang thing. Right? Like,
well,
I'm getting ready to move. It's like, girl, you're kind of like, you know?
Well, you know we
and
can
I
do
know
all
you,
of that by FaceTime, but I can also
I
fly there, too. But
I know. But wouldn't that be
it's
awesome?
It's fun to be in the space. I know.
Oh, my God. I mean, you've done so much for me. I mean, I tell all our listeners all the time, I mean, they hear the story, you know, like I've probably told it like four times over the year about how you
you know, we walked out onto my patio and my barbecue was in my money corner. And so we just moved it to my career corner, my career and ambition, or not corner, but
the fame,
area.
Oh, yeah, the fame, yeah, the fame and reputation is where we moved it to, because you want your fame and reputation to be on fire.
Yeah, and like literally,
wow.
I mean, clients started pouring in. And then in my
they did. That was like a huge shift. That was a huge shift when
that
happened.
That's true. I witnessed.
yeah. That was crazy. And, you know, the relationship corner had dead plants in it. And we got rid of the dead plants.
Oh, my God, it did.
Oh, my
yeah.
God, that was so funny. But it's like little things like that. So, okay, let's just tell everybody where they can find you. But then I have more questions. But I want to, like, you know, if people have to go or whatever, like, let's just make sure that we tell everybody where we can find you.
Okay, so I'm on Facebook, and so I just moved. You'll see it will look like I'm alone, so please, please, please come and like my page. So I had, years ago when I started my business, it was Breathing Room Professional Organizing, and as I moved more and more and embraced this whole side, I started letting that go and started letting it go, but my Facebook page was there, and I begged Facebook to, like, can I just change my name to Space Doula? And it was like, no. So I recently, again, I was holding on to it, right? I'm like, I need to clutter clear Facebook. So I created a new Facebook page. It is Space Doula. It will look, again, like I'm alone, so come and join me there. I'm on Instagram as Space Doula. And then my website, it's actually like a one page right now of at www.spacedoula.com. And from there, you can actually book a free session to kind of let's talk and see where you're at and then see if we're a good fit. So that's a space where you can actually book online a call, or you can go on Facebook and private message me or Instagram. And but I do, so I do the clutter clearing coaching, but then also kind of the feng shui, almost that consult first is a really good place to start, because then that almost tunes into the clutter that is going to be most helpful to remove. And then after that, we can come and space clear with like fun sound tools.
Wow.
So, and again, it's all intention. It's not like, you know, so the funniest thing is that I learned is that, like, we all say, and I've said it, like, oh, I smudged my house. We're all like, oh, I smudged my house. I'm good. And then wondering why our house doesn't feel good. Like, waving some sage around our house is not necessarily space clearing, and not necessarily.
Okay, you just
what?
I try to do it every day.
I know.
So what
I trust
do,
me. I do.
What
too.
Do I need to do besides the sage?
Well, isn't
well,
it like intention though? Like, don't you have like you know, you can't just like wave it around. Like, you have to like get really clear in your intention about what it is. Like, not just
right.
Okay, I'm waving sage, right?
And it's not that it's not helpful, and it's not that it doesn't clear that energy, but also remember that if we are not in the best space, and if we're feeling like we need to smudge, we may not be in the best space. And so we're kind of dragging our own energy through, like,
wow,
through the spaces.
Okay.
But so if you have, if you have another person come in, and again, that's a good, like, it's not good. It's still good. But if you're finding that you're doing it and it's actually not making a difference, then like Carrie said, it is the intentionality behind it. So when I'm clearing a space with sound, I am picturing those sound waves coming out of the drum or coming out of the bell as an intention. So if you, you know, if it was love, it's like, I want love in this space. I am first, I'm connecting with that tool. I'm connecting with that. I'm breathing. I'm feeling love, so I get myself in a space of feeling love and what that feels like. And then when I feel that and I've, like, connected with my bell or my drum or whatever I'm space clearing with, and then as the sound comes, sound waves travel, as the sound comes out of that, I'm picturing them, like, into the walls, like, just flowing out.
Wow.
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 I know, I'm sitting here
this
with
is so cool.
mesmerized.
I know. We're just like, what? Because, like, here's the, like, this is what's coming up for me right now. It's like, I've known you for a while, and we've worked together, but I feel like you have, like, all these secrets that I didn't even know about. I know. I'm like, wait, what? Why didn't we do that?
Feels
and why didn't
like
we do
the
that?
First time.
Like, what? So I'm just,
keeping
I'm just,
secrets from you.
God, that's just not nice. Like, what? So I'm just.
I'll share.
Okay, so,
I'll share some secrets with you.
Okay, thank you. So here's just something, like, I don't know if all of our listeners are feeling like, wow, there's so much stuff and maybe like going into overwhelm, because like my mind is doing that mm-hmm. a little bit. So just to like what are some like three tips that like somebody can do, just, you know, of course everybody's going to call you, but like what are three things that people could do to get their own ball rolling, you know? Like, what do you think?
Huh, I'm trying to narrow down. Okay, so the very first thing
yeah.
I would do is I would sit down and I would say, I would spend some quiet time, and like really quiet. Like, I thought I had quiet time until I realized it wasn't quiet. And sometimes that's removing yourself. And it might be removing yourself from your home, depending upon how your home feels to you. But go to a place, like nature would be amazing. But go to a place where you can spend a little bit of time with yourself. And probably a lot of your listeners already do this, so this may not, you know, like, yeah, okay, been there, done that. But think about, what is it that I want in my life? What is feeling off? What do I want to attract? What's eluding me? Like, what seems like it's just not coming in? And so spend some time in thought and journaling about what that is. And then go back into your space and maybe play detective and say, like, let's take money for an example. I don't feel like money is flowing in. Then go through your space and, like, okay, how am I caring for my bills? Like, am I opening stuff? Do I have a system in place? Like, is it someplace? Is that showing up? See if you can find any metaphors in your space. And if you can, then to let that go, let that thing go, or make a change in that area. And that might be really obvious. It may not be. Another thing is really, and I'm sorry, I'm not so good at, like, here's three tips. I know that's like everybody's newsletter is all like, here's five things, here's eight things. So I'm like, oh, I can't narrow it down to that.
Okay, well, you know, you don't have to do three. I'm just saying.
Well, but another thing to do is, like, if there's an area that's feeling cluttered, don't even try to figure out the meaning of it. Like, don't feel like you need to, like, oh, I got to figure out what this means. Just, let's say it's in your kitchen. Let's say your kitchen is feeling overwhelming. Go to one drawer and clear one drawer. And this is how Denise teaches it in her, she has a clutter clearing course, is set a timer. So let's say you have a half hour. Then you're going to take 15 minutes and you're going to take stuff out for 15 minutes. And then you're going to reserve the other 15 minutes for putting it back. Because otherwise what we have a tendency of doing is like ripping everything apart and then like increasing the overwhelm. So,
oh, I love that idea.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's like a logical, like, yeah, you know, like, duh. But just take one area, because what that's going to do, like, wherever you're drawn to, go to that area and just clear one space, one drawer. Don't set yourself up to fail. Don't say, like, oh, my God, I'm going to, like, do my whole entire kitchen, and then you don't. So pick the one drawer or one bedroom drawer, like one space. A bedroom is a good one. And again, half the time clearing it, half the time putting it back in. When you when you're making decisions about stuff, you want to make sure that you love it, that it brings you joy, And there's been lots of conversation around this. But it might sound hokey, but it is so, like, you want things in your life that make you feel good. Like, why do you want to put on that shirt from who the ex-boyfriend gave it to you and he ends up being a jerk and you're still wearing the shirt and you're like, oh, but I may never be able to buy another shirt again. You know, it's like then you're playing into that story of lack and you probably don't wear it anyhow, you know. But so making sure that, like, you are present, you are conscious, and you are thoughtful about making those choices. Like, I want to keep what brings me joy. And then, so you keep the stuff you want to keep. You let go of the stuff that's not bringing you joy. If you don't know, that's going to be my third tip. If you don't know, I used to resist this, and I have now embraced the idea of a maybe box. Because sometimes we just don't know. And we get in our heads and we're like, oh, I don't know if I should keep this. I might need this. And we get all swirly. I tell my clients, you can keep a box. You get to decide the size of the box. And if you don't know, stick it in the maybe box. Have, like, tape a piece of paper to the outside of the box and write what's in it. So, like, grandmother's teapot, you know. So then you seal the box and put it in a spot that's not in the way. And if you don't open that first, set yourself a date, put that date on the calendar. Like, the most important part, actually put the date on the calendar. When that date comes, 6 months, a year, if you haven't touched anything in that, don't open the box. Don't touch it again. Just take it to your thrift store or wherever you decided you wanted to take it to.
Wow.
But if you did, like, and what we do is we automatically are like, oh my God, I'm going to need that. And oftentimes we don't.
Yeah.
We really don't.
Well, a lot of it, like you said, the box, you know, like your grandmother's pots. I mean, it's always hard to get rid of something that when someone's passed away. And because you're letting go of that piece of them, that physical piece, and then you have to go to the emotional place of it doesn't, you know, they're always here kind of thing. But I have a box just like that at my grandmother's. It's been since 2016, and I have not opened it to look at what's in it that I couldn't part with when we parted, you know, when we had the estate sale. So it's just interesting that what we hang on to and why. And, Dorena, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show today, because I know we have a lot of Best Life Cafe listeners who love your work. And so I want you guys to all reach out to the Space Doula page. I'm going to share it on my Facebook page. We're going to share it on the Best Life Cafe Facebook page. And I am a testament to this work. I am excited because I get to talk to you tomorrow morning.
I know. I'm excited too.
Like I'll never forget the day, on the book.
Well, the day we first started working, you were like, I asked you a question and you're like, do I have to tell you that? And I was like, no, you don't have to. But if you do, like, you know what can happen.
Right. So. And you know what? And I did. And I'll tell you. It's a funny thing about the secrets that we keep. And when you tell that secret, you know, whatever the secret is, nobody play too much into this. But once I was able to share that openly, it was like so freeing for me, because that put me without the mask. That put me, this is who I am. This is how I live. This is that closet. This is what I have to show you, you know, and there's a big shame piece around some of that stuff. So when you do unveil that, and you're able to work with me on that piece of it, it is life-changing, you know. So I totally appreciate the work we've done. So we are, Dorena, hang on. We are going to do a Wayne Dyer Wednesday quote, and Carrie and I are going to pull cards. And we are going to shut it down. So go ahead.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, can I do three very, very fast, I just thought of this, fast tips about shifting the energy in your space that takes no time at all?
Absolutely.
All right, go around your house and open every single window. Open your blinds and open the windows. I don't care if it's 30 degrees out. It is in North Carolina today. But open your windows and let your house breathe. Your house will thank you. Your house will sing to you. And then buy flowers. Put flowers on the table. That will shift the energy. Light a candle. You can shift your energy in your house without doing a whole lot. But let me tell you, opening all, like, so – start on one part of your house, open all the window, like, and then go window to window and open them, and then you can go circle back around and close them. It will make a difference and open your blinds.
I love that tip.
Yep, that's it. Sorry. Wow. Thank you.
Wow. So I have a simple Wayne Dyer Wednesday quote today, and it's actually the Wayne Dyer Wednesday quote for March 14th, 2018. And it says, practice letting go of thoughts about what's not here and now.
Wow.
Perfect. And it was just what came up, so don't make that stuff up. Okay. So, Carrie, do you want to pull a card while I'm shuffling? Carrie? Did we lose Carrie?
No, no, no. I'm right here. Sorry. Sorry, I was muted. Oh, my gosh.
Bueller?
I was muted.
I'm on
because
Bueller?
Bueller? Okay. First of all, let me just say there are windows in my house that I never open, and even the imagining of opening all my windows, I feel like I can breathe. Now, under
I love it, too. That was a great tip.
Right? Under the heading of you can't make this stuff up, and exactly what we were talking about today, I'm using the Angel Therapy Oracle cards, and what did I pull? Cut your cords.
Woo!
Right? So, anyway, ask Archangel Michael to clear any old attachments to fear or that stem from past relationships, freeing you from destructive patterns. And for me, like all of the stuff, Dorena, that you were talking about, you know, things that you're holding on to. I mean, this is like, if there's ever been a message, like, get rid of it, cut the cord, let's move on, let's go. So you drew this card because negativity connected to a past relationship is interfering with a situation that you that you've inquired about. Fortunately, this toxic energy can be easily vanquished and will help with the help of Archangel Michael, the powerful angel who will release you from all the effects of fear. Anytime you or your partner experience fear within your relationship, a cord is attached to both of you. You may have cords connecting to you and your parents, lovers, those who you have helped, such as a student or client, and anyone whom you've shared a significant relationship. Cords are nothing to be afraid of or ashamed of. They just need to be cut, as they can drain your energy and be the culprit of physical pain. So I just think that that's amazing that we pulled cut your cord there, because it's not just, you know, it's a relationship with, and ironically, you know, the stuff that we're getting rid of, Dorena, is pretty much, I would imagine, most of it is stuff that has an attachment to another person, you know, like the t-shirt you said, or the
absolutely.
Place in my kitchen from my ex-marriage, you know, like it seems like everything, has an attachment to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
well, that's why we can't let it go. That's why it's hard to let it go, because there's some story. I just let go of a vase from the last piece in my house that I was holding on to. It was from a wedding present from my first marriage. The last freaking thing in my house from that relationship. And I could not let it go, because I kept saying, it's so pretty. It's so pretty. And what came up is that, I have not felt heard. There was no closure for me. I mean, there has been closure, but I kept waiting. I kept waiting for this peaceful, like, for him to say, oh, I understand and I hear you. And I'm not going to ever get that. And I was holding on in hopes to that. And I just let that go, because I've done my work on it. And anyhow, it
will happen. Wow.
We can cut cords to stuff. So.
So, Dorena, you'll be back on the show.
Thank you.
Of course, love having these conversations with you. I picked the card from Messages from Your Angels, Ariel. New psychic and spiritual experiences are changing the way you view the world and yourself. Allow your spiritual gifts to open through study, prayer, and meditation. And I'm not sure how that fits with our conversation, but for me personally, I really feel like I have been given this sort of chance to really dive into some subjects that I haven't been able to, like life on the other side. And I'm really starting to find some interest in, you know, learning how to go deeper in meditation. So I think that And then even with the space clearing and the clutter clearing and the feng shui of just trying to examine a better way of living and using those higher powers and those connections out there to just attract to them. And so I think that that is kind of for everybody and most certainly this morning for me. So I just want to say thank you all. If you guys get this on a podcast and you're listening to this on iTunes, I would really appreciate it if you would subscribe to this podcast, rate, and review. It really, really helps us a lot if you do that. So we would appreciate that. Check out the Space Doula on Facebook. And you can find Carrie Butler and Kathy Anello on all social media platforms. We love you. Goodbye, everybody.
Aloha, everybody. Oh, stay tuned next week. Do we have Carrie next week?
I love that, I believe we do, but I don't have my calendar in front of me because I'm that girl.
Okay.
Okay. Check
I think
out the
we
page.
Do.
I think it's Carrie Steyer's doing numerology next week, which is going to be super fun.
And then in April, we're going to have Cynthia Long back, and she's going to talk about all the archangels and what they all do and what they mean and how they can help us. So, aloha,
exciting
everyone.
Stuff
have an
up.
Amazing week. Yep, have an amazing week, and we will see you on the other side. Aloha.
Bye, Dorena. Bye, thank you.
Thank you. Mwah, love you.
Love you guys.